1230 KHAS.
And we're back at Lynn Ferler Arena, the Osborne Sports Complex, as we get set for the men's game here this afternoon between Hastings College and Morningside. As we spend a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Bill Gavers, and coach, a couple of close losses to Dort and to Doan last week. Obviously, a big chance for us to get back on the winning track here this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, Morningside comes in. Morningside can really score the ball. Tech Meyer kid has had two good games in his first 2 years here, and he's a really good player for them. And we've got to do a good job on the perimeter because the Van Ginkle boys can shoot it. They like to shoot the three. Morningside does, and we've got to make sure we guard the arc well.
Last two games, we've been up 95 and 89 points to Dort and to Doan. Obviously, defense is something you guys focused on here this week.
Yeah, no question. We know that we've got to do a better job defensively. We feel like when we score 92 and 86, we should win those games. You know, give Dort credit. Obviously, they got guys that can play, and, you know, Doan played very well at their place. But we've got to examine ourselves, and we know that we've got to be better 5-1. Five guys doing their job, being in position, making hits when the shot goes up. It's just a lot of little things that sometimes lead to that we've got to shore up.
Hastings last week went on the road and played probably well enough at Dort, probably the best we played at Dort for a long time, but just could not get the calls down the stretch and couldn't make the plays down the stretch.
You know what, Mike? We talked about going to that game. We got to match their physicality and their intensity. We did right from the gun. Our guys never backed down, and Dort knew that. We talked to their coaches afterwards. They talked about how physical we were, and they didn't think we would be that physical. So we give our guys a lot of credit for that, you know, because Dort is a very difficult place to go play. But we answered the bell, had opportunities. Franken made a very tough shot at the end of the shot clock with about a minute 20 left. So we've got to continue that same kind of intensity in practice preparation, which we had this week, and then carry it over to the games.
Kendall Ferguson, 15 points and 11 rebounds in the ball game. I came up huge last Saturday.
Yeah, Kendall's been just very, very consistent all year long. I mean, he was very efficient. He was 5-for-6 from the field, knocked down his free throws. Like you said, had 11 rebounds. Defensively was very active, was very physical. So he had a heck of a ball game, and we've got to look for him to continue to do that.
It's kind of an odd week. You've had the finals, did not play Wednesday. What was practices like? What did you guys focus on?
We focused on breaking down a lot of defensive stuff, positioning and whatnot, and getting a mindset of guarding better. We had physical practices. We got up and down a little bit, worked on some offensive things as well. So most of it is just continue the mindset that we've got to continue to prepare well. We've got to continue to work. We've got to continue to be physical. We've got to have a lot of guys do a lot of little things very well.
Is it tough for kind of out of your weekly routine with the finals week?
Not too bad. I mean, our guys, you know, they understand they got to do well in the classroom and take care of that end of it. They did a nice job of balancing that, yet coming to practice with the proper energy and focus that it takes. You know, then towards the end of the week, obviously we got some film work done on Morningside, looked at ourselves a little bit from the past two games, and I feel like our mindset was good. I feel like our energy was good, and that's a good thing going into a ball game.
So a lot of concentration has been on defense. You talked about the little things. What aren't we getting done on the defensive side?
Well, there's just little things like staying in line with your man on the ball. Sometimes we get too low, and then a guy just pops up, and it's too easy for him to catch it. Getting uphill on the initial denial instead of being below your man. Sometimes communication things. Morningside in particular here, they'll set a lot of ball screens. So we've had a lot of reps this week on how to defend the ball screen, what to do when I'm on the backside of the ball screen, and communication comes into play a lot there. We've continued to work on, you know, rebounding and boxing out and being physical. But a lot of things like that maybe don't show up, or you might walk away from the game and not understand that you can see on film.
We were 0-3 against the Morningside a year ago. Why were they successful against us last year?
Oh, number one, they score the ball so well. The two games that stick out to me are the one where we played here. We were up 14 with about 10 minutes left, and that's when Techmeyer kind of went on a tear. And so, you know, he's a local kid from BDS, a very good player, and has played well here. So we've got to rise to the occasion and do a good job on him. Then in the conference tournament, you know, it's a tie game with 5 minutes left. We scored the ball very well. They also scored the ball well. I think we ended up losing 93-85 or something of that nature. So we've just got to play both ends of the floor well. We've got to continue to score like we've been scoring, and we've got to lock down on defense.
I think it really pops up right off the bat. They shoot 262 three-pointers in their 11 ball games. This is a team that kind of lives around the perimeter.
Oh, no question. And, you know, I felt like at Dort, one of the mistakes that we made three or four, maybe five times, was we got on our heels and let guys shoot standstill threes. That just can't happen, and it should not happen today because we've been made fully aware of the capabilities of their three-point shooters. So if we're off, that's not a good thing. Our guys know that we have to have ball pressure. The one thing that we always have to have is ball pressure.
It looks like they got to the entire nucleus. Not one guy shoots the threes. Four, five, six of them will fire up the three at any time.
Yeah, no doubt about it. The five-man Cook doesn't shoot it. The backup five doesn't shoot it. One of their four men shoots it, but we feel like isn't as accurate as some of the other guys. So, you know, it's one of those things when you're talking about the three, you don't treat everybody equally because they're not equal, particularly this far in. You mentioned they've shot 262. Well, certain guys are better three-point shooters than others. But they do have five or six guys that you better pay attention to or they'll make you pay.
Cook don't shoot the three, but he does everything else quite well. He's one guy who stopped today.
Oh, he's tough inside. You know, he's physical. He's active. He's aggressive. He rebounds tough. You know, we've got to go at him a little bit on the offensive end, too, to make him play defense. You know, obviously, if you get in foul trouble, you can't hurt somebody sitting on the sideline. So we've got to be aware of that. I felt like our bigs have really done a pretty good job. You know, Callahan and Ferguson have been very good the last couple of games, and that's got to continue. And then off the bench, you know, Esteban, Clemens, Delquan is getting better here in terms of his health and stuff. So hopefully we can get some good production out of all those guys.
You mentioned the Van Ginkles. There's not one, but two of those guys, and they can fire it up too.
Yeah, they shoot the three really well. You know, one of them's playing the point, one of them's playing off. Techmeyer's played some point. They've got versatile guys that can do some different things. Yeah, you can't give them space. And I'm talking 26, 27 feet because they're out there. They're past the NBA three. And so we talked to our guys about, you know, you can't look over and say, geez, he was far out there. We already know they're far out there, but we also know they can make them, so you better be up on them.
It's a team that is 4-7 on the season. They're 2-3 in the conference, but this is still Morningside. This is a good basketball team.
Oh, no question. I mean, they score the ball extremely well. They push the ball up the floor extremely well. They're bigs, physical. So it's a big game for us from the standpoint of we've got to get back to doing the things that are going to make us successful. The conference is a wide-open race at this point in time, and games at home, you've got to be able to take care of business, and then you've got to steal some games on the road.
So lately, have we taken a step back maybe on defense, and that's where the focus was this week? Have we taken a step back from maybe, let's say, a month ago?
I thought early in the year we were defending pretty well. I just think the last two games we haven't been where we need to be. I think our players understand that. Certainly when you show them film, they know. And then they've had a good mindset in practice about fixing that. Several of them in the shoot around were talking about things we need to do to guard. So the mindset's there. Now it's a matter of going out and five guys executing as one on the floor.
So how do we beat this team today?
Obviously, we got to defend very well. You know, we can't give up 90 points. We can't give up 88 points. And then we got to continue to do the things offensively that have made us successful. We've had balanced scoring. We've had an attacking disposition on the offensive end. We've moved the ball well. We've shared the ball. So those are the things that we've got to continue to do to be successful today.
All right, good.
Thanks, Mike.
Bill Gabers, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description up next. It's Hastings and Morningside today on 1230 KHAS.
Five Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
See Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram for all your new and used vehicle needs. Stop in and test drive one of the new amazing vehicles we have in stock. Take advantage of the tremendous deals we have to offer, from the most awarded Jeeps to the great fuel mileage of the all-new EcoDiesel. Check us out online at GreatPlainsChryslerDodge.com, where the service is great and the deals are even better. Great Plains Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, North Highway 281, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at Lynn Farrell Arena as we get set for the men's game here between Morningside and Hastings. Morningside 4-7 in the season, 2-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings at 6-4, 2-2 in the conference. Morningside has dropped their last three games in a row. Hastings has dropped their last two games in a row. So something has got to give here this afternoon. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings, locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. Three convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Connor Musel getting a start for Hastings, 6'3", a sophomore out of Lincoln. David Plain, 5'8", a senior out of Chicago. Carson Bloom, 5'9", a senior out of Minden, Nebraska. Kendall Ferguson, 6'5", a senior out of Kimball. and Drew Callahan, 6'7" and a sophomore out of North Platte. For Morningside, Blake Van Ginkle, a 6'3" and junior from Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. Ryan Tegmeyer, a 6-foot junior out of Davenport, Nebraska. Brody Van Ginkle is a 6-foot sophomore out of Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. And we got Bryce Cook, very good inside, 6'6" and a junior from Del Rapids, South Dakota. And then a Bayou Babola, a 6'4" and senior from Chicago, Illinois. He played for AIB Business College last year and then transferred to Morningside during the offseason. So it's Morningside and Hastings College. Mustangs beat Hastings all three meetings last year as they score out for the first time here this afternoon. There's a very good three-point shooting team we're going to see there today in Morningside, and the Mustangs control the opening tip. They'll shoot to our basket to our right. There's a three thrown up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. It goes out of bounds. And the officials look to give the ball to Hastings. Babiola is the guy who threw up the three-pointer. Morningside hitting 36% of their threes this year, but they take a ton. In fact, Morningside has thrown up 262 three-pointers in 11 ball games so far this season. Hastings gets the ball underneath the basket there. Carson Bloom misses, gets his own rebound, scores, and he's fouled into play. Carson Bloom missed his first opportunity, got the ball back, and he was fouled into play by Blake Van Ginkle. So Hastings grabs the early 2-0 lead. We've got the women's basketball scores in the G-Pack. They're all final now. We'll try to sneak those in for you here as we play in the men's ball game here this afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Shot is up there and in by Carson Bloom. So he gets Hastings on the scoreboard with a three-point play to begin the ball game. Hastings has got the lead over the Morningside Mustangs. Fabiola has got the ball now for Morningside. Comes on the near sideline to Ryan Tegmeyer, a local boy from Davenport playing here for the Mustangs. They work it inside to a Cook with Callahan right behind him. Here's Fabiola, drives down the lane. His scoop shot is up there and in. Bayou Fabiola scoring there for Morningside. He averages 6.8 points per ball game, the product out of Chicago. 3-2 is the score now. Hastings with a one-point lead. Here's Connor Musel. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Hastings crashes the boards, but they can't get there. Morningside with a rebound. Down the near sideline, Ryan Tegmeyer has got the ball. Now to Van Ginkle. Babiola now on the wing on the left side. Circles around, takes it down the lane. There's a shot over Callahan. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot's going to be blocked by Callahan, and a foul is called. Bryce Cook got the offensive rebound. Goes up for the foul shot. There's fouled on the play there by Drew Callahan of Hastings. First foul is going to be called on Callahan. First team foul on the Broncos. And going to the free throw line now for Morningside is going to be big old Bryce Cook. He's a big old brute. Stands at the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Cook averages 14.5 points per ball game, 8.3 rebounds per game for Morningside. He's a 6'6" junior from Del Rapids, South Dakota. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. So the Broncos still have a one-point lead, 3-2. David Plain drives the ball to the basket. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Callahan. Foul shot. No good. Ball tapped out. Picked up by Carson Bloom. Bloom now to Connor Musel. Works the ball to Callahan. Nice pass inside to Bloom, but he misses the shot, and he's fouled into play. Nice pass there by the big guy, Drew Callahan, to Carson Bloom, and he is fouled into play here by Ryan Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer picks up his first foul. That's his second team foul. Called in the Morningside Mustangs here in the first half of play. Carson Bloom back to the free throw line here for Hastings. Bloom puts it up there, and the shot is no good. He'll get one more. Just underway here in the second ball game. Morningside winning the women's contest this afternoon, 71-70 over Hastings. Second shot by Bloom is up there and good. Carson's got all 4 points for Hastings, and it's a 4-2 ball game. Broncos have a two-point advantage now over Morningside here in this ball game. Here's Tegmeyer with the ball. Tegmeyer to Van Ginkle. Fabiola has got it now deep in the left corner. Comes back out to Van Ginkle in a traveling violation on Blake Van Ginkle. First turnover on Morningside. The average 13 on the offensive end. That's their first one here in this ball game. 4-2 is the score now. Hastings with a two-point lead. Broncos come back with the ball. David Plain has got it for Hastings. Goes over to Connor Musel on the far sideline. Connor dribbles, comes over here to Plain. Nice pass inside to Callahan. He's hammered on the play as he goes up with a shot. Jump ball is called. The jump ball is going to be called inside as Callahan took it to the rack. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will play it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. David Plain gets it into Musel for three. Shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Rebound Ferguson, and he's fouled in a play. Kendall Ferguson gets the offensive board there, and he is fouled in a play by Bryce Cook of Morningside. That's the first foul on Cook. That's going to be the third team foul already on the Mustangs. So Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Callahan, the David Plain, brings it down in the corner to Connor Musel. Works to his right on the dribble. Back out to a wide open Plain. Shot for three. No good. Rebound Ferguson. Ferguson goes back up. His shot is up there. It's good. Kendall Ferguson scoring there. He had a good ball game the other day against Dort. Double-double for Kendall Ferguson against the defenders. 6-2 is the score. Hastings out on top by 4 points early in the ball game. There's Van Ginkle with a ball to Babiola here on the near sideline. Sends it out between the rings to Van Ginkle. Now left side to Tegmeyer. He dribbles inside, the ball stripped away, and a foul is going to be called here on Ferguson. Ferguson got his hands in there, but also picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his first. Actually, it's going to be on Carson Bloom. They were both there, and Carson Bloom is going to be the guilty party there. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Broncos. Morningside will play things in. Tegmeyer down low. Babiola puts it up there off the short right baseline. It's going to be no good. Down for the rebound. It's loose. It's picked up here by Ferguson. Ferguson on his knees grabs that one. Gets it to Carson Bloom under the forecourt. Now to David Plain. Back out to Bloom. Open for three. Takes the shot. It's going to be up there. No good. Callahan tips the ball, and he's going to be fouled on a play. Nope. Callahan picks up the foul. Drew Callahan picks up the personal foul, trying to bat the ball out here. That's going to be the second foul on Callahan. He comes out. Here comes Esteban Lopez into the ball game now for Hastings College. So Esteban Lopez comes into the ball game now for head coach Bill Gavers. Lopez, 6'9", a junior out of Tucson, Arizona, averaging 3.9 points and 2.9 rebounds per game. And Morningside throws the ball away. Tegmeyer down the far sideline, threw it in the corner, and nobody was home. Second turnover on Morningside in the ball game. Here comes Jake Hansen into the ball game now for Hastings College. So Jake Hansen in there for the first time. He's a 6'3" and sophomore out of Omaha. The Broncos have a 4-point lead, 6-2 is the score. Hansen, high right side now for Hastings College. Hansen brings it back here to David Plain, drives it. Jump pass back out to Hansen. Moves it down to Musel from the corner. Shot good. Connor Musel bangs down a three ball there. Musel, the leading scorer on the team, averaging 16.5 points per ball game. Hastings on to a 9-2 lead over Morningside. Here's Ryan Tegmeyer to Babiola in the corner. Trying to drive it. Cut off by Ferguson. Back outside. Here's Van Ginkle. His shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound to Matthew Clemmy, who's into the ball game now. Keeps it alive for the Mustangs. Here's Babiola for three. Shot is up there. No good. Ball tipped. It's picked up here by David Plain of Hastings. David Plain, nice pass, but right through the fingertips of Esteban Lopez, out of bounds. 16:04 to play here in the first half. It's a 9-2 ball game. Hastings out on top of Morningside here in this one. And the Mustangs will come back with the basketball. Hastings will attack back here with David Plain. This is a Van Ginkle with the ball. There's a couple of Van Ginkles out there for Morningside as he drives the ball to the rack, and we got a foul called. David Plain picking up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number three on the Broncos here in this first half of play. Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Van Ginkle tries to get it to Babiola, and he lost it out of his hands, but it was tipped out there by Ferguson of Hastings. So it's going to be Morningside playing it in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Here comes Damian Austin into the ball game now. A 5'9" sophomore out of Kearney. Played on the soccer team for Hastings College, and now seeing some playing time on the basketball floor. So Damian Austin seeing his first playing time of the season. Driving to the hole is Ryan Tegmeyer, and he puts up a little floater in the lane. He's got his first field goal of the ball game. Morningside now down by 5 points. It's 9-4 here in this one. Austin has got the ball now for Hastings College. Goes to Jake Hansen. Now to Damian Austin around his screen. Damian Austin, not a real big guy, but he's productive. He played a little bit last year for Hastings College. Here's Rich Williams is in the ball game. Now he drives it into the lane and loses control of the ball. It is picked up here by Babiola as he comes all the way down to four, gets the field goal, and he's fouled in the play. Bayou Babiola just took it down to four and scores there, and he has fouled in the play. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Foul is going to go on Lopez of Hastings. That's going to be his first. Team foul number five on the Broncos, and now Bayou Babiola will go to the free throw line, a 67% foul shooter on the season, 19 out of 28 coming into the basketball game here this afternoon. Looks up there. His shot is up there and good. So he scores, and now Morningside is back to within 2 points here at 9-7. Damian Austin with the ball now for Hastings. Comes to Rich Williams. Left side of the floor. Williams now to Jake Hansen. Gets it inside to Delquan Thomas. His pass is going to be deflected out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Delquan trying to take it into the corner to the right side. Tipped out of bounds, so it's going to be Hastings playing things in. Thomas will key things in for the Broncos with 15:01 to play here in the first half. 9-7 is the score. Hastings out on top. Here's Austin with the ball now. On the wing of the right side, he brings it out here into three-point territory against Van Ginkle. Now to Hansen for three. Shot is up there, no good. Long rebound taken down here by Brody Van Ginkle. Brody runs her back the other way here for Morningside. Works against Damian Austin. Goes out here to Babiola. Gets it inside now to Clemmy. Back out to Babiola. Shot for three is up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Delquan Thomas of Hastings. Thomas running back the other way. Down the lane, contact made, and a foul is going to be called. Thomas got the shot to go down, but foul before the shot. It's going to go on Babiola. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number four on the Mustangs here in the first half of play. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. With Delquan Thomas looking to key it in. He comes way outside here to Rich Williams. Williams back to Delquan here on the near side. Delquan drives the ball toward the goal. His shot good. Delquan Thomas scores. That's his first field goal. 11-7 is the score now. Hastings with a four-point lead. Babiola drives the ball. He comes out here to Van Ginkle. They work it back inside as they go against Lopez. The shot is up there and in. He's fouling the play. Matthew Clemmy gets the field goal there from Morningside. Fouling a play by Lopez. So our two post players picking up a couple of fouls here early. Callahan is already on the bench with two. And now it's the second personal foul. Lopez, he's going to have to come out of the ball game. So we go with Zach Clemmons. He's going to check in there now for Hastings. Try his luck at the post. Clemmons, a big 6'5" senior out of Scotts Bluff. Clemmy goes to the free throw line and trying to convert on a three-point play. His shot is up there, and it's going to be dancing around the rim. Falls out, no good. Rebound comes to Delquan Thomas. Thomas down to the forecourt now to Damian Austin. Here's Rich Williams. Hands it off of a screen, grabs it, throws it up there. Shot, no good. Ball chased down on their baseline, but he's out of bounds. Clemmons came down with it for Hastings, but he was out of bounds. It's going to be a Morningside ball as they come back the other way. Hastings College with a lead over Morningside. The score is 11-9. Broncos lost all three meetings with Morningside a year ago. Here's Blake Van Ginkle. This pass is going to be tipped and intercepted. Intercepted by Thomas. His driving layup is no good, but he's hammered on the play as Delquan goes down underneath the basket. And Thomas will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Fouled in a play by Bayou Babiola as he picks up his second personal foul. So it's going to be Thomas going to the free throw line now for Hastings, a 67% foul shooter. Hastings is a team near the bottom as far as the team free throw shooting. They're 10th place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference at 68%, next to the last. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings hitting 47% from the field. That's a sixth in the conference, and they're third. They're fifth in the three-point shooting at 36%. 12-9 is the score. Hastings with a lead. A second shot by Thomas is going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Blake Van Ginkle for Morningside. Van Ginkle hustles into the forecourt, gets it over there to Brody Egger, who's into the ball game now. He comes out on top, and a foul is going to be called. Foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Thomas of Hastings. Thomas picks up his first personal foul. Jared Kolbusch is into the ball game now. He's the guy who was fouled, and he'll go to the free throw line for the Morningside Mustangs. He stumps to the line for the first time today, and his free throw is going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So it's a 12-9 ball game. Hastings with a three-point lead, 13:30 to play. Here's Rich Williams. He drives inside. That's going to be a charging foul. Williams goes down hard, runs right into Kolbusch. Rich Williams kind of somersaults in the air there, and down he went after running into Kolbusch, like running into a concrete wall there, and a charging foul on Rich Williams. That's going to be his first foul. That's going to be team foul number eight already on Hastings here in the first half of play. We're down to 13:27 to go. Hastings out on top of Morningside by the score of 12-9 in men's college basketball from the Great Plains Athletic Conference here this afternoon. There's a Van Ginkle with the ball. They're working her back around to the right side to Egger. Now he drops it down low, and a foul is going to be called. Egger got the ball inside to Bryce Cook, and he's going to be fouled in a play here. Zach Clemens picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. Here comes Musel back into the ballgame now. Carson Bloom is going to check in as well for Hastings College. 13-13 to play here in the ballgame in the first half. 12-9 is the score. Hastings College out on top, but Bryce Cook goes to the free throw line here from Morningside. Missed a couple of free throws earlier in this half. He's a 55% foul shooter on the season. His shot is up there, and the shot is in and out, no good. Long rebound comes out here to Jake Hansen. Hansen has got it for Hastings. Now to Bloom, to Jake Hansen. Near side to Thomas. Pass down low. Musel grabs the ball, steps into the lane, spins. Ball knocked out of his hands, out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Broncos will now have a midweek game next week. It'll be a Saturday road trip to Yankton, South Dakota to take on Mount Marty. That'll be their next action, a women's men's basketball doubleheader next weekend. Hastings will play things in. Connor Musel comes outside here to Carson Bloom. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Carson bounce pass into the lane. He's going to be intercepted, trying to get the ball to Clemens, and the ball intercepted here by Van Ginkle. He drives it back the other way and scores. Hastings turns the ball over. Blake Van Ginkle gets the field goal, and the Mustangs are back to within 1 point. Hastings 12, Morningside 11. 12 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Here comes David Plain back into the ballgame for Hastings. Here comes Kendall Ferguson also checking in. So Carson Bloom and David Plain at the guard positions now for Hastings with Connor Musel. Also Clemens and Kendall Ferguson in the backcourt for Hastings College. 12-11 is the score. It's a one-point lead. There's a shot by David Plain. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Clemens. His follow shot, no good, but he's fouled in the play. A lot of bodies there at the feet of Zach Clemens. Couldn't get the field goal to go down. Personal foul is going to be called here on the Cole Bush of Morningside. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 in the Mustangs. And going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Zach Clemens. 54% foul shooter in the season. And his shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Clemens knocks one down for Hastings. They'll get one more shot. 13-11. Hastings trying to break a two-game losing streak here this afternoon. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings dropping games last week to Dort and to Doan. Morningside's lost 3 in a row to Mayville State, to Northwestern, and to Nebraska Wesleyan. Now the Mustangs turn the ball over. Hastings has got it back the other way. Clemens goes for the hole. Contact made. Offensive charging foul, and Clemens. Clemens is hit with a personal foul here. A charging foul as he took the ball on the rack. Billy not happy with that. He talks to the officials here on the near sideline. Here comes Drew Callahan back into the ball game now. Clemens picks up his second personal foul. So we've seen 3 post players now for Hastings, and all 3 have picked up 2 personal fouls apiece. That's the 10th team foul on Hastings here in the first half. 14-11 is the score. Morningside down by 3. Mustangs have the basketball. Here's a Tegmeyer, drops the ball down low, and it's going to be right through the fingertips of Bryce Cook out of bounds. A turnover on the Mustangs as Morningside turns the ball away again. And let's see, they've got him now with 3 turnovers in the ballgame. Hastings has got 4 turnovers during the first half. The Broncos have a 3-point lead, 14-11. Here's Drew Callahan. To Ferguson, now to David Plain, out here to Connor Musel, splits a couple of defenders, the ball ripped out of there, and Morningside has got the ball. Coming back the other way is Egger. He drives into the basket, and his shot is up there, it's good, and he's fouled in the play. Egger gets the steal, he gets the field goal on the other end, and he is fouled in the play here, I think by Callahan. Yeah, Drew's now got 3 personal fouls for Hastings. He will come to the bench. Esteban Lopez comes into the ball game again, so Callahan picks up 3 quick personal fouls here. And we're not halfway through the first half. Brody Egger gets the steal and the field goal for Morningside. Now he has a chance to tie this ball game up with a free throw. He was fouled in a play as the shot goes up there, and it's going to be no good. Somebody was in the lane too soon. It was Kendall Ferguson who grabbed the rebound. So now Brody Egger will have another chance here. It's a 14-13 ball game with 11 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the first half from Lynn Farrell Arena. Next shot from Egger is going to be up there. It's going to be good. We're tied up. So we're tied up at 14 points apiece with 11 minutes and 41 seconds to play. Here in the first half, here comes Hastings back offensively. Playing down in the corner to Ferguson. His shot for 3 is going to be too strong. Rebound, Fergie goes back up, and he's hammered on the play. Ferguson is knocked down, and now Kendall Ferguson will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Jared Colebush. That's going to be his second. So now Ferguson will go to the free throw line here for the Broncos. Came to the Hastings College campus as a football recruit. He was a quarterback for the Hastings College football team for a season. Now pursuing basketball. He's a product out of Kimball, Nebraska. Big tall kid at 6'5" and a senior. Ferguson misses his free throw opportunity. The score is 14-14, and now David Plain comes off of the floor. He's limping a little bit. They're going to take him to the locker room. So David Plain is out. Damian Austin is in. Second free throw is up there and in by Kendall Ferguson, and Hastings has now got the lead again. 15-14, Broncos on the lead. Morningside has got the ball. Here's Jake Nannen, who's into the ball game for the first time. Jake Nannen with the ball. Goes to Egger. Cross-court pass goes down in the corner to Van Ginkle. Out of the wing now. Here's a shot put up there and in by Nannen, a three-pointer. Jake Nannen comes off of the bench and immediately gives Morningside the advantage on a three-point play. 17-15 is the score. Morningside leading with 11 minutes to play. Here in the first half, there's Connor Musial. This shot for the baseline is going to be no good. Rebound Austin. Damian Austin down to Carson Bloom. Down to Austin. High right side. Austin returns the ball back to the near side. Carson Bloom behind the screen from Esteban Lopez. Now to Austin for three. Shot is up there. Good. Austin nails a three ball for Hastings, and that gives the Broncos the advantage. 18-17. Here's Tegmeyer driving back the other way. His shot's going to be no good. The ball ripped out of there by Ferguson. Billy wanted a foul. Didn't get it. Here's Austin coming back the other way. He takes it to the hole. Shot's going to be blocked down out of bounds. Brody Egger getting the block there. And Hastings College will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Here comes Plain back out there for Hastings. They'll be receiving a quick tape job in the locker room. Hastings will play things in. Austin underneath the basket comes way outside. Carson Bloom out here in three-point territory. Drives it down the left side of the lane all the way to the baseline. Stops there. Bloom can't go for the shot. Instead goes to Ferguson. His shot is up there and in. Kendall Ferguson sliding toward the hole. Carson got him the ball, and Kendall lays it in. 5 points in the ball game now for Ferguson. 20-17 is the score. Tegmeyer, nice pass to Cook. He's going to be stripped of the ball. It is loose and is picked up by Hastings. Here comes Carson Bloom into the forecourt. Now to Connor Musial. Takes it to the hole. His shot is up there and in. Timeout now, Morningside. Halfway through the opening half of play. 10 minutes exactly to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 22, Morningside 17.
When a customer comes into Bob's Sass Flowers and sees an item that strikes their fancy, there's sort of a subtle widening of the eyes and a raising of an eyebrow that lets us know our gift selection is still unique enough to get that reaction. This is Amy from Bob's Sass Flowers, and we continue to be the land of oohs and ahs with our ever-changing, ever-updating gift selections. Come see us. Real people, real love. Flowers and gifts from Bob's Sass Flowers of Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, men's basketball here this afternoon. Earlier today, at a women's Division II ball game, Tony Hobson, the former head coach of Hastings College, is now at Fort Hays State. He played Nebraska Kearney today. Kerry Hofstetter, a former coach here at Hastings, now at Nebraska Kearney. They squared off today in Hayes, and it was Tony Hobson picking up a win as he beat Kerry today in overtime, 82-75. Fort Hays State beating Nebraska Kearney women's college basketball. Bryce Cook gets the field goal there for Morningside to make it 24-17. Hastings with the lead. Here's Lopez. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound, Van Ginkle. This is Blake Van Ginkle with a ball. Left-handed dribble across the timeline to Ryan Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer open for a second, but passes up the shot. Goes to the far sideline to Van Ginkle. Now to Egger. His pass is deflected and is brought down here by Lowell Ferguson. Or rather, Kendall Ferguson. There's Rich Williams with the ball. Down to Carson Bloom as he drives it to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Carson Bloom just circles around and takes it to the goal. He's got 6 points in the ball game, 24-19. Hastings leading by 5 points. Here's Ryan Tegmeyer with the ball as he's picked up by Ferguson. Moves it over to the wing on the left side to Brody Van Ginkle. Moves it down in the corner now to Bryce Cook. Back outside, here's a three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good by Tegmeyer. Rebound comes down to Lopez. Lopez down to Carson Bloom. Hastings will bring it in the offensive zone now. Comes over to Damian Austin. Brings it back to Carson Bloom. High right side, Carson holding the ball. Man-to-man defense here from Morningside. Inside to Ferguson now. Puts it up there right-handed and scores. Berge spinning toward the baseline and puts it up there right-handed. And now Jimmy Sykes wants to call a timeout here for Morningside. Timeout, Morningside, with 8 minutes and 30 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 26, Morningside 19.
Hi, this is Captain Dale Brandenburg from your local Hastings Salvation Army. We have teamed up with several locations this year to provide an angel tree. Please stop by one of our locations, including KHAS Radio, and pick up a tag from the angel tree and provide a gift for a child in need this holiday season. We thank you for your gifts.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Lynn Crowell Arena again. The other scores in women's college basketball from earlier today. Morningside beat Hastings 71-70. Briarcliff down Nebraska Wesleyan 80-57. Dakota Wesleyan winners over Midland today 78-72. Doan picked up a win over Dort 72-69. Northwestern over the College of St. Mary 81-69. Then it was Concordia winning over Mount Marty by a score of 77-59. Hastings, no midweek game next week. They'll play at Mount Marty next Saturday. Game times will be at 2 and 4 o'clock next week on the air with a pregame show from Yankton at 1:45 next Saturday. They're on 1230 KHIS. Morningside trailing in the ball game by 7. It's 26-19. Hastings with the lead. There's Van Ginkle with the ball. Moves it down low, and his shot is up and in. That's Bryce Cook. Cook gets loose on the baseline to get him the ball, and he scores easily. Cook has got 4 points in the ball game. 26-19. Hastings with a seven-point lead. David Plain back in the ball game. He's got the ball. Plain bounce pass now to Rich Williams. Williams back outside. Here's Plain for three. Banks one home. David Plain banks one home from a three-point territory. That's his first goal of the ball game. 29-19. Hastings down with a 10-point lead. There's a shot by Egger up there. No good. Tip tried by Cook. That's going to be no good. Long rebound comes out here in 3 points. And it's way to Egger, and he throws down a three ball from Morningside. So a long rebound, and Egger just grabs the ball there and throws down a tray. And it's now a 29-22 ball game. Hastings with a 7-point lead. David Plain comes back with the ball now for Hastings College. He dribbles to the near sideline with his right hand. David Plain gets it to Rich Williams. Out of Musil. They feed it inside to Delquan Thomas. Out to Williams. Top of the key. A three-pointer thrown up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Ryan Tegmeyer for Morningside. Mustangs running back the other way to Van Ginkle. Down in the corner now to Wyatt Mounts, who's into the ball game now. Mounts holding the ball. Takes it into the lane. Jump pass. Knocked out of his hands. Now down in the corner. There's a shot taken. It's up and in. That's Blake Van Ginkle. He throws up a three ball. He's got 5 points in the ball game. And just like that, Morningside is back within 2 points. 29-27 is the score. Hastings leading by a couple of points here. Broncos with the ball. Delquan throws it up there. Traveling violation. So Morningside has scored the last 8 points here in the ball game. Jake Hansen comes back in. Here comes Ferguson back in. Lopez and Musil will come to the bench for Hastings. Bronco basketball for you here this afternoon on 1230 KHIS from the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Ferrell Arena. Hastings out on top by 2 over Morningside. This is Tegmeyer with the ball back outside. Another three-pointer thrown up there. No good by Mounts. Offensive rebound, Cook. His pass is going to be off of the fingertips of Mounts out of bounds. And it's going to be Hastings' ball. So Bryce Cook got the offensive board. I get it to Wyatt Mounts, who was sliding in there from the left corner. And it goes ricocheting off of his hands out of bounds. So Morningside turns them all away here. Hastings College comes back with the basketball. 6 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out on top, 29-27. Ferguson lets it fly from the top of the key. It's good. Three-pointer by Kendall Ferguson. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a five-point lead. Big bucket there by Ferguson. Here's Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer back outside. This is Egger with the ball. Dribbles into the paint. His pass is deflected, but it's picked up here by Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle comes out to Egger. Now they move it over to Tegmeyer. Long pass inside is going to be tipped away from Cook, but out of bounds with the ball was Jake Hansen. Hansen got the interception there as they tried to come inside to Bryce Cook, but as he came out of there, he stepped on the end line. So Morningside will play things in. They still got the fresh 30 on the shot clock here. 5:52 to play in the first half. 32-27. Hastings is out on top by 5 points. Morningside inbounds the ball to Cook. Cook now to Egger. Picked up there by David Plain. There's a pass. Wyatt Mounts had problems with it. Now he gets it under control. Mounts has got Rich Williams right in his face defensively. Mounts gets it away down to Tegmeyer. 17 on the shot clock. Tegmeyer out here in three-point territory. Now to Egger. Entry pass deflected away from Bryce Cook. Hastings has the ball, and they have it knocked out of the hands of Doquan Thomas. So Hastings will play things in here on the near sideline, right in front of the scorer's table. 5:31 to go here in the first half. It's 32-27. Hastings with a five-point lead. Broncos will inbound the ball. David Plain behind the screen from Ferguson. Plain stops, and now a traveling violation. Plain drove around the screen from Ferguson, put on the brakes, and he's called for the traveling violation. Rich Williams comes out. Connor Musial comes back into the ball game. Carson Bloom also coming into the ball game now for Hastings. Going out will be Thomas. So Connor Musial and also Carson Bloom with David Plain, Jake Hansen, and Kendall Ferguson on the floor right now for Hastings College. Here's Cook with the ball out of Tegmeyer. Moves it over to Van Ginkle. Back outside to Blake Van Ginkle. His three-pointer is thrown up there. No good. Rebound Ferguson. Ferguson down to Bloom. Hustles back the other way to Connor Musial. To Bloom. Now to Ferguson. Drives the ball toward the basket. And a reaching in foul is going to be called here on Tegmeyer of Morningside. Ryan picks up his second personal foul. Team foul number 7 on the Mustangs. And now Hastings will go to the free throw line for the 1-1. This is going to be Kendall Ferguson going to the line now for Hastings. Into the ball game for Morningside is going to be Matthew Clemmy. Clemmy comes in. Bryce Cook goes out. So the free throw line for Hastings will be Kendall Ferguson. Ferguson throws it up there, and the shot is going to be in and out. No good. He won't get the second one as he misses on the front end of the 1-1. Ryan Tegmeyer coming back down the dribble for Morningside. Goes to Blake Van Ginkle. Picked up there by Connor Musial. Blake Van Ginkle looking to penetrate. Moves it left to right across the top of the key. Back to the left side to Brody Van Ginkle. Out to Egger for three. Shot is up there, no good. Rebound Ferguson. Ferguson down to Hansen. The Connor Musial comes into the forecourt, and Connor throws the ball out of bounds. Trying to bring her back to Jake Hansen right in front of the Morningside bench and threw it wide of the target. The Broncos turn the ball over. 9 turnovers on Hastings. 9 turnovers on Morningside. We're down to 4 minutes and 34 seconds to play. Here in the first half, Hastings out on top by 5, 32-27. Here's Brody Egger driving the ball to the basket, and the shot's going to be blocked down there by Ferguson. The ball's recovered by Ferguson. Gets it down to David Plain. He drives it to the other end. A shot in and out, no good. And a traveling violation. Traveling violation on David Plain as he brought her back the other way. That's 10 turnovers now on Hastings. 32-27 is the score. The Broncos have led this baby from the opening tap, so to speak, today. And Hastings drops back in their man-to-man here as they attack the Morningside offense that is averaging some 82 points per ball game. Morningside throwing the ball around the perimeter here. They take it back to the left side. That's going to be Blake Van Ginkle. Out to Brody Van Ginkle. Bounce pass goes inside to Clemmy. He works to the basket. A shot over Ferguson is no good. Ferguson grabs the rebound out. The pass comes to David Plain. Hustles into the forecourt. Now to Jake Hansen. Open for three. Shazam! Jake Hansen throws up a three-pointer. He's left wide open over there, and he throws down a three-pointer. That's his first field goal of the ball game. 35-27. Hastings now with an 8-point lead. Big field goal there by Jake Hansen. There's Morningside attacking back the other way. There's a jumper off of the baseline. It's going to be up there and in. Van Ginkle scoring there back the other way. Now we got a foul called. A personal foul called on Hastings back the other way. Gleiser picks up the personal foul here from Morningside. Going to the free throw line now for Hastings is going to be David Plain. So David Plain to the free throw line here for Hastings. His shot is up there, and his shot is good. Plain is sixth in the conference as far as the free throw percentage, knocking down 83%. 83% from the free throw line. It's now a 36-29 ball game. Next shot by Plain is going to be no good. And a rebound comes down here to a Morningside. This is Brody Van Ginkle with the ball. Brody Van Ginkle runs into a David Plain as he brings it into the offensive zone. Blake Van Ginkle, he takes off. He drives it out on the left side of the lane. Now we got contact made again. Another foul is going to be called here. This is going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Connor Musel. That's going to be his first. Broncos way over the 10-foul limit here in the first half of play. Blake Van Ginkle goes to the free throw line now. He's got a three-pointer and a two-pointer so far in the ball game. 81% from the free throw line this season. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. It's off the back iron. He'll get one more. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Rich Williams. Williams comes in. Musel goes out. 3 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half. 36-29. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Van Ginkle. So he's got six. And the Hastings lead is now 6 points at 36-30. David Plain with the ball now for Hastings. He gets away. He comes down to Lane. He's going to be fouled in the play on the way in. Another foul call there is going to go on the Brody Van Ginkle. That's going to be his first. And that's going to be the 10th team foul now on Morningside. So now Hastings will get a couple of free throws coming up here. David Plain will toe the mark for Hastings. One out of two from the charity stripe so far today. Shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good as it dances around the rim and down through the hole. David Plain will get one more. Hastings College has got the lead, 37-30 over Morningside. Next shot is up there. It's going to be too strong, and the ball is going to be brought down here by Clemmy. Matthew Clemmy now for Morningside gets it in the hands of Egger as he brings it into the offensive zone over there against the Hanson of Hastings. Egger dribbling with the ball. He takes it into the paint, throws it down in the corner. There's a shot by Van Ginkle for three. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Carson Bloom. He runs her back the other way to David Plain. Down in the corner to Hanson for three. Shot good. Jake Hanson nails his second three-pointer in the first half, and Hastings goes back out on top by 10 at 40-30. Hastings led by 10 points at 29-19 as well. There's a turnover on Morningside. It's picked up by David Plain. He drives, shoots, and scores. David Plain scores as he picks up the loose ball. Morningside turns the ball over for the 11th time. And now it's a 42-30 ball game. Hastings out on top by 12 points here over Morningside. Hastings went 0-3 against the Mustangs a year ago. Driving for the basket and scoring on a reverse layup is Brody Egger. Egger down with 8 points in the ball game. 44-30 up on the scoreboard. That's not right. Here's David Plain with the ball. His shot from the corner. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Matthew Clemmy. It's 42-32. That should be the corrected score. 42-32. The Broncos have the lead here. There's Egger with the ball. Free throw line extended right side. Gives the ball to Matthew Clemmy. Clemmy dribbling with the ball now against Zach Clemens, who's into the ball game. Gets it to Van Ginkle. Now down in the corner. That's the other Van Ginkle. There's a Brody out here in 3 points territory. Throws up a three. A shot good. That was several feet beyond the three-point circle there. Brody Van Ginkle throws one down, hitting 46% of his three-pointers so far this year. And he nails a big one right there. 42-35 now. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos have the ball back in their offensive zone. Here's David Plain. Drives it from the corner to the goal. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound Mustangs. Brody Van Ginkle runs her back the other way against Rich Williams. Hustles into the forecourt. Comes out between the two circles. Now goes over on the wing on the left side to Egger. Egger dribbling out here. Gets it in the hands of Van Ginkle. This is Blake Van Ginkle now. He takes it into the paint. Pass down low to Clemmy. His shot no good, and he's fouling the play. So Clemmy is fouling the play there by Bloom of Hastings. Carson picks up his second personal foul. Going to the free throw line will be Matthew Clemmy for Morningside. He's just one out of three on the free throw so far this year. His shot one today as free throw is up there, and the shot is going to be no good off of the right side. There comes a plethora of substitutes coming in here now with 45.6 seconds to play. In his first half, Hastings is out on top by a score of 42-35. So back to the free throw line will be Matthew Clemmy. Thomas is out there now for Hastings, Musel, Ferguson, Williams, and also Damian Austin. 45.6 seconds to play here in the first half. Here comes the next free throw by Clemmy. It's up there. That one is off of the iron. No good. He's now 0 out of 3 from the free throw line here in this ball game. Hastings back with the ball. Here's a Rich Williams on the high right side to Ferguson into Delquan Thomas. To Austin out to Williams for three. Shot good. Williams knocks down a three-pointer for Hastings, and the Broncos leading by 10 points again. 45-35 with 26 seconds to play. Here's a Cole Bush, and he's going to be fouled into play. He got rid of the ball as he came to the near sideline to Blake Van Ginkle, but a personal foul is going to be called here on the Morningside. And now Jimmy Sykes, the head coach of the Mustangs, is going to find out what happened there. As a personal foul is going to be called on the, I think that's on Colebush, as he picks up the personal foul for Morningside. So Hastings will play things in now with 20 seconds to play. Delquan Thomas walks it across the 10-second line. Hastings with a 10-point lead, 45-35. Delquan Thomas now works with the ball, drives it inside, contact made. He throws up the shot and a traveling violation. Traveling violation is going to be called there on Thomas. Billy can't believe that one. He's not getting any calls today that he likes. So now we're going to have Morningside playing it in here on the near sideline. Colebush will get things in to a Van Ginkle here in the backcourt. And now it's a lost out of bounds, but they still give the ball to Morningside. Now 3.3 seconds to play. Morningside will play things in off of the far sideline. Colebush here in backcourt will get things in to Mounts. Mounts hustles up to the top of the three-point line, and he hits a three. Does it count? Yes. Wyatt Mounts just hustled into the forecourt and launches up a three from the right side of the circle, and that's the win. The first half ends. Morningside pulls back to within the 7 points here at halftime. Hastings has the lead at the halftime break. It's the Broncos 45, Morningside 38. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Get more than you expect. Direct.
Come for the savings and get a better night's sleep during the holiday sale extravaganza going on now at Furniture Direct. Queen mattress sets are as low as $249, or get an amazing chaise sofa for only $449. Up to 24-month special financing will help you rest even easier. See store for details. Furniture Direct on South Burlington behind Sonic and Hastings, and online at FurnitureDirectHastings.com. Hurry in today.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power Products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power Products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power Products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Hastings College Halftime Show is brought to you by Valentino's. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer. Enjoy lunch or dinner with their grand Italian buffet, easy carryout or delivery. Just call 402-463-6761. That's Valentino's, 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Now, let's go courtside with the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Sports Director Mike Will.
All right, back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, 45-38 is our score at halftime. Hastings has got the lead over Morningside. Gets you updated on the volleyball game going on between Nebraska and Washington in the regional finals in Lexington, Kentucky. Huskers are up 2-1 over Washington as they play in set number 4. Wonder if that game will move on to the final 4 next week in Omaha at the Century Link Center. The Huskers are up 2-1. They're playing in set number 4 down in Louisville, Kentucky. Hastings has got the lead here in men's college basketball. The score at halftime, 45-38 in favor of Hastings. Broncos got out to a 9-2 lead here in the ball game today. Morningside came back to tie the score at 14 points apiece. Went ahead briefly at 17-15 with 11:04 to play here in the first half. The Broncos then came back and grabbed a 10-point lead at 29-19. Hastings had a 10-point lead again at 40-30 before taking a 12-point lead at 42-30. And then Morningside coming back here at the end of the first half, and they're within 7 points, hitting a three-pointer right there at the buzzer by Mounts. That's a 45-38 ball game. Hastings with the advantage over Morningside in men's college basketball action here this afternoon. Scoring for Hastings in the ballgame, Kendall Ferguson is leading the way. Ferguson has got 3 2-point field goals and a three-pointer, and he's 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. Ferguson has got 10 points in the ballgame. Other scores for Hastings, David Plain has got 7. He's got a 3 and a 2, and he's 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. He's got 7 points. Carson Bloom, he's got a couple of field goals, and he is 2 out of 3 from the free throw line for 6. Jake Hansen, he's got a couple of three-pointers. He's got 6 points here at the break. Connor Musel's got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points. Delquan Thomas with a field goal, and he's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 3. Rich Williams has nailed a 3-pointer for Hastings. He's got 3 points. Zach Clemens, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. He has got 2 points here in the first half. Morningside, they're being led so far by Brody Egger. Eggers came off of the bench to hit 1 3-pointer and a couple of 2-point field goals. And he's 1 out of 1 from the free throw line, so he's got 8 points. Blake Van Ginkle has got a 3 and a 2, and he is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 6. Brody Van Ginkle has got a 3 and a 2. He's got 5 points. Bayou Babiola has got 5 points here in the ballgame. Couple of field goals. He's 1 out of 1 from the line. Bryce Cook, 2 field goals, 0 for 3 from the line, 4 points. Jake Nannon came in there briefly and hit a 3-pointer for 3. Ryan Tegmeyer held to just 2 points on a field goal. And Matthew Clemmie, he has got a field goal and 2 points for the Morningside Mustangs. Checking the shooting numbers here at halftime. Hastings College hitting 15 out of 32 from the floor. That's 46.9%. Morningside, 15 out of 31 from the floor for 48%. The Broncos are 50% from three-point territory, 7 out of 14. Morningside, 5 out of 14 for 35%. Morningside having a tough time from the charity stripe. It's anything but charity today. 3 out of 11 for the Stangs, 27%. Hastings hitting 8 out of 14 from the free throw line for 57%. Rebounds, Hastings has got 25 rebounds here in the first half. Morningside with 16. Broncos with 8 offensive rebounds and 17 on defense. Morningside has got 4 offensive rebounds and 12 on defense. Morningside has turned the ball over 11 times here in the first half. Hastings with 12 turnovers. 2 block shots and 2 steals for Morningside. 2 block shots and 6 steals for Hastings College. Getting our score at halftime, the Broncos out on top of the Mustangs by a score of 45-38. Brandon Peoples is standing by. He's got Hastings College Spotlight coming up next. And more Bronco basketball coming up in just a few minutes. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all of the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You will see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Hastings has something for everyone.
You might have played in the NBA. You might have served as an Undersecretary of Agriculture or an Assistant Secretary of State, a Chief Justice of the Nebraska Supreme Court, or a world-famous mathematician. If you are, you might be a Hastings College alumni. Former Broncos populate some of the highest positions in the most prestigious areas of endeavor. Many of them are still in touch. We're asking you to stay in touch. Support Hastings College. Log on to hastings.edu and click on the Alumni Friends and Giving link.
Joining us on the program today, we have Dan Glomsky. He is the Sacklabend Observatory Program Coordinator for the Observatory at Hastings College. Dan, we appreciate you coming out.
My pleasure.
You got a great event coming up, sounds like, on Sunday. Talking about a meteor shower, is that right?
That's correct. The Geminid Meteor Shower, the year's best display of shooting stars.
Well, what can we kind of expect to see out there across the sky?
Well, this is a wonderful meteor shower for a couple of reasons. First of all, it's the year's strongest annual meteor shower. And during the peak of the Geminids, you can see as much as a meteor per minute, sometimes even two if you're lucky. The other thing about this meteor shower is one of the very few that you can see during the evening. Most of the other ones you have to look after midnight to see. So we're going to open the observatory on Sunday night, the 13th, to view it.
Your telescope there, you know, kind of talk about the power of that telescope, I guess, to be able to see those stars.
Well, actually, we're going to do some telescope viewing, but to see the meteor shower itself, you really don't need telescopes. This is something you can just look up with your eyes alone, tilt back in a reclining lawn chair, and just look up and scan the sky. Now, having mentioned the telescopes, we are going to do some of that as well. So we'll both open the deck for telescope viewing and have people view the meteor shower. Now, if you want to view the meteor shower, what you might consider doing is to bring a reclining lawn chair, some blankets. You want to make sure you're dressed warmly to see it, and go out on the grounds and just tilt back and enjoy the show.
For those that haven't been out to the Sacklabin Observatory, kind of tell us, I guess, the history of that, if you would.
Well, the observatory has been in existence since 1978, and at first it was on the campus of the college, just south of where the football stadium is now. And when the football stadium was built in 2000, the observatory had to get wheels, as one of the board members put it, because bright lights and stargazing just don't mix very well. So in 2000, we were lucky to find a place 3 miles south of town on Wabash Avenue, a pivot irrigation corner. And so we built the observatory there in 2000. The skies are much darker than they ever were at the old location. And we've been there ever since, and it's been just a wonderful deal out there.
So again, it's happening this Sunday, the Geminid meteor showers. I got to imagine it's a great event here. You got some refreshments even you're going to have provided.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's going to be a little chilly. The forecasts I'm seeing for Sunday night are calling for, you know, mid-20s for lows, which is not too bad for this time of year. But even so, it can get a little nippy, especially if you're just sitting back in a lawn chair, not moving at all. So if you get cold, you get hungry, we'll have some coffee, hot chocolate, tea inside, a few snack items as well, so you can warm up, enjoy some coffee or what have you, and a treat or two before you head back out again.
And how frequently do you do events like this as far as viewing, public viewings out there?
Normally we offer programs 2 Saturday nights per month, weather permitting. And I say weather permitting because if it's cloudy and this shower is included, this event is included, we will be closed. And so people might wonder, well, how do we know if you're going to be closed or not? The observatory does have a Facebook page, so Facebook users out there can look for Sacklabin Observatory of Hastings College, or Hastings College Observatory should also bring it up. Give our page a like. I don't post all that much, so don't worry, I won't clog your news feed or anything like that. And we'll let you know whether we'll be open or not. And if you're not a Facebook user, we do have a recorded phone message that I use called Starline. And the phone number for that is 402-462-7378. And I'll update both the Facebook page and Starline by 5 p.m. Sunday afternoon. And I'll let folks know whether we'll be open or not. So we do occasionally open in addition to the two public nights for special programs like this. For a lunar eclipse, for example, we were open a couple of months ago for that. So, at least twice a month we're open.
Okay. And you mentioned that this is going to be a great meteor shower here. This is this like the first of many, or will there be other opportunities for people to see this meteor shower in particular?
This is an annual shower, but okay. That doesn't mean you see it well every year. Obviously, weather claims their share of them. It's cloudy, and I think it was cloudy last year and we missed out. So if it is clear, you know, mid-December is not the clearest time of the year often. So if it is clear, you'll definitely want to take the opportunity to see it. The other enemy of meteor showers is moon phase. If you have a bright moon nearly full, that washes out most of the meteors that you would ordinarily see. You might see only about 20% of them during a full moon night. So normally if the moon is full during the Geminids, I don't even bother going out there to look. Well, this year, the weather forecasts so far don't look too bad. Moon phase is definitely good. The moon's just a couple of days after new. It's going to set fairly early in the evening. That'll leave our skies dark for viewing for the rest of the night. So keep our fingers crossed for good weather.
So again, just to recap, it starts, you'll open at 7:30 and goes till 11 on Sunday?
That's correct. Yep, we'll be open starting at 7:30. The meteors probably won't start showing up in good numbers till about 9 o'clock or so. So probably early in the evening, we'll focus on telescope viewing and then kick back and watch the meteors fly.
And if you're wondering where that is, again, just south of Hastings on South Wabash Avenue, 4725 South Wabash Avenue. Dan Glomsky's been our guest here. He's the Sacklabend Observatory Program Coordinator at Hastings College. Hey, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings College Foundation. Hastings has something for everyone. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
What's so grand about the Grand Italian Buffet at your Hastings Valentino's? Start with your favorite pizza pies, salads with all the fixings, pastas from spaghetti to lasagna, and sauces to make the variations practically endless. The breadsticks and Valentino's desserts, and now roasted chicken too. It's the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet at your Hastings Valentino's. Open weekdays 11 till 2 and from 5 till 8:30. Open till 9 Fridays and open all day on weekends with a Sunday brunch from 10 till 2. What are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Captain Dale Brandenburg from your local Hastings Salvation Army. We have teamed up with several locations this year to provide an angel tree. Please stop by one of our locations, including KHAS Radio, and pick up a tag from the angel tree and provide a gift for a child in need this holiday season. We thank you for your gifts.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back under halftime, 45-38 is their score. Hastings with a lead over Morningside. Dort is leading Doan in men's college play, 39-25. Hastings High girls picked up a win over Columbus in afternoon action today. Hastings High beating the eighth-ranked team in Class B, Columbus, final score of 40-33. Some other scores to pass along to you. Again, the Nebraska volleyball game, Huskers at last report had a 2-1 advantage over Washington in the NCAA regional down in Lexington, Kentucky. The volleyball game is being aired today on ESPN 1550 KICS. As we come back to action, here's a basket there by Babiola. Bayou Babiola scoring a field goal for Morningside to get things started here in the second half. And the Mustangs are back to within 5 points at 45-40. There's a pass inside to Bloom. His shot is up there and in. Ferguson, nice pass. Carson Bloom lays her in for Hastings. Carson now with 8 points in the ball game here for the Broncos, and it's 47-40. Hastings has the lead. Morningside shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half of play. There's a Tegmeyer shot from 15. It's going to be no good. He's been kind of off of the mark today. Only 2 points in the ball game for the Davenport, Nebraska native. It's a 47-40 ball game. Hastings leading by 7. Ferguson puts it up on the baseline and shot no good. Misses one right there. And a rebound comes down to Morningside as they come back the other way. That's a Van Ginkle with a ball. Brody Van Ginkle now to Ryan Tegmeyer. Moves it down in the corner to Babiola. Back out to Tegmeyer. Two-handed pass goes in a deep right corner. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Van Ginkle. And a ball goes up over the glass out of play. Hastings College will play things in. Bronco basketball for you this afternoon on 1230 KHIS. Morningside beating the Hastings College women in the first ball game, 71-70. First loss of the season for Hastings College. They dropped to 11-1 on the season. There's Musel on a short left baseline. His shot's going to be up there. No good. The ball poked out here. Ferguson grabs the ball out of Bloom to Drew Callahan. Drew backs up, spins toward the baseline, puts up a shot over Cook. Good. Drew Callahan scores, and Hastings has got a 9-point lead again. The Broncos 49-40 over Morningside. Babiola has got the ball. Now to Van Ginkle. This is Blake Van Ginkle around his screen from Babiola. Moves it down the left side of the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down by Ferguson. And then Ferguson was stepping on the inline. So Ferguson got the block, but as he came down, he grabs the ball securely right on the end line. So it's going to be Morningside inbounding the ball, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Wyatt Mounts gets the ball inside to Cook, and his shot is up and in. Bryce Cook scores off of the inbound. That's the third field goal of the ball game for Bryce Cook. He's got 6 points in the contest, 49-42. Hastings with a 7-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's a Carson Bloom. Goes over to Drew Callahan. Hands it back to David Plain. Dribbles inside the paint. Throws up a shot. And it rolls off of the front iron. No good. Rebound ripped out of there by Ferguson. And he scores. Ferguson took that one away from Babiola and scores. Kendall Ferguson now with 12 points in the ballgame. He had 15 points and 11 rebounds against the Dort defenders last Saturday up in Sioux Center. 51-42. Babiola from the corner. His shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes out of David Plain for Hastings, running back the other way. David Plain has the ball stripped away. It is loose, and it's going to be a turnover on Hastings. Taken down here by Ryan Tegmeyer. He dribbles behind his back, brings it back to the center of the floor, flips it out here to Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle, now to Tegmeyer, now to Bryce Cook. Move it back outside of Babiola, now to Tegmeyer, dribbles it down to Layden, scores. Ryan Tegmeyer's second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. The Broncos out on top now by 7, 51-44, 16:50 to play in the ballgame. Here's David Plain, jump pass out here to Bloom, down in the corner to Ferguson. Bounce pass comes inside to Callahan, and he's fouled in the play. Foul is going to go here on Bryce Cook. That's going to be his second foul. That's going to be team foul number one of the Mustangs here in the second half. Here comes Carson Bloom out of the ballgame for Hastings. Jake Hansen comes back in there. Hansen had a couple of three balls there in the first half. Back into the contest now. Here's Callahan at the free throw line. His shot is off of the mark. No good. Rebound comes down here to Tegmeyer for the Morningside Mustangs, running down the near sideline. Tegmeyer is met there by Jake Hansen. Tegmeyer dribbles left to right across the top of the key. Now drives it down the lane. His shot's going to be blocked down by Ferguson, and Ferguson's pass is going to be intercepted. So Hastings got the nice block defensively, and then they turn it away. Van Ginkle now with Babiola deep in the corner. He drives around Ferguson to the hole. His shot is up there. It's good, and he's fouled in the play. I think that's Drew Callahan is going to pick up a personal foul. The basket counts here. The foul goes on to Callahan. He's been in foul trouble all day long today, and now he goes to the bench with four personal fouls. Babiola gets the field goal to go down through the hole here for Morningside. They'll now go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Thomas comes in. Going out is going to be David Plain for Hastings. Damian Austin also coming into the ball game for the Broncos. As Callahan comes to the bench, so Hastings will go with a smaller lineup out there right now at the 16-20 mark. Shot from the free throw line by Babiola is going to be good. He's now got 10 points in the ball game, and the Hastings lead is down to 4 points now at 51-47. Here's Connor Musil with the ball. High right side, gets it out to Ferguson, fakes the three, dribbles down the lane, contact made again, and a foul is going to be called on Morningside. We've seen our share of fouls here in this one. Brody Egger picks up the personal foul for Morningside. That's going to be his first. Team foul number two on the Mustangs. Into the ball game now for Morningside. Matthew Clemmy going out is going to be Bryce Cook. Hastings will inbound baseline left side underneath their own basket. Delquan Thomas out to Damian Austin. Over to Jake Hansen. Free throw line extended left side. Hansen back out to Austin. Shovels it away to Delquan. Dribbles in the lane toward the basket, and he's going to be fouled in the play. Foul here is going to go on Matthew Clemmy. The first personal foul on Clemmy. That's going to be team foul number three. Called on the Mustangs here in this second half of play. Thomas will go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Thomas has got 3 points in the ball game. Make it four as that one goes down through the hole. He's now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. And earlier today, NCAA Division II women's play, Fort Hays State over in Nebraska. Kearney 82-75 in overtime. Next shot is up there. It's good by Thomas. I give you that because that's a matchup of two former Hastings College head coaches, Tony Homson for Fort Hays State, Kerry Homstetter at Nebraska Kearney. Homson wins the first meeting between the two coaches, 82-75. They went to overtime as the number one ranked Tigers picked up a win over the Lopers today. There's a shot off of the baseline by Tegmeyer from Morningside. No good. Rebound comes down here to Thomas. Delquan Thomas running back the other way. 3-on-3 out to Damian Austin. Now to Clemens for three. Shot is up there. No good from the top of the key. And the rebound comes down here to Brody Van Ginkle. Morningside runs her back the other way. It's a six-point lead for Hastings. There's Brady Van Ginkle for three. His shot no good. Rebound tapped there by Austin, and the foul is going to be called. Austin knocked to the floor. He's a little guy. Gets back up there, and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Morningside's Brody Van Ginkle. That's going to be his second. That's going to be team foul number four on the Mustangs. So now with 15:26 to play in the ballgame, Hastings holding on to a 53-47 lead. Broncos trying to break a two-game losing streak here this afternoon. Morningside has lost their last three. Here's Damian Austin off of a screen. Can't put up a shot. Down to Delquan. He powers his way down the lane. Is running one-hander. No good. Rebound Clemens goes back up. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. For Hastings, that's the first field goal of the ball game for Clemens. He's got 4 points, and the Broncos out down to an eight-point lead. 55-47. Babiola drives and contact made again. As he drives into the basket, Delquan Thomas goes tumbling down to the hardwood. He picks up the personal foul. Second foul on Thomas. Team foul number two on Hastings. Here in the second half of play, non-shooting situation. So Morningside will play things in. Baseline right side. They come out here to Clemmy. Clemmy now to Ryan Tegmeyer. Out of Van Ginkle. He drives the ball into the lane. His shot is up there in a charging violation as Zach Clemens takes a hit there for Hastings. Took one for the team. And Brody Van Ginkle gets in with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. End of the ball game now for Morningside is going to be Wyatt Mounts. Mounts comes in. Brody Van Ginkle will come to the bench. Hastings out to an eight-point lead again. 14:45 to play here in the ball game. The Broncos 55 and the Mustangs 47. Rich Williams with the ball for Hastings. Out to Clemens. Top of the key. The ball tipped away by Clemmy. The scramble is on. It goes to the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. They say it was last touch there by Hastings, so the Mustangs will play things in. That's going to be a turnover on Hastings. That's 15 turnovers for Hastings so far in the ballgame. Broncos have done a good job as of late taking care of the ball. They're only averaging 14 turnovers on the season per game. They've got 15 already, and we've got still 14 minutes to play here in this one. 55-47, Hastings with an 8-point lead. Here's Egger back into the ballgame now for Morningside. They're working back inside to Clemmy, but we got a foul called before Clemmy goes up for the shot. It's going to go on Hastings, and it's going to go on Zach Clemens. Zach Clemens picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number, three on Hastings during the second half of play. Morningside will play things in from underneath their own basket. They come out here in the three-point territory to Clemmy, who flips it to Ryan Tegmeyer. There's a foul that's going to be called on Williams. Rich Williams picks up his second personal foul. Coming up after our broadcast here, we've got Nebraska women's basketball from California. Huskers taking on the Golden Bears tonight. 7 o'clock tip-off, 6:45 pregame show here on 1230 KHIS. 55-47 is the score. The Hastings College men out on top of Morningside. They're in the second half with a twin bill today. Here's a Tegmeyer driving down the lane. Puts up a shot, no good. Tip try by Clemmy, good. Matthew Clemmy gets the inside position and scores easily. He's got 4 points in the ball game, 55-49. Hastings still leading by six. Broncos on the ball. Hansen comes out into three-point territory to Rich Williams. Williams trying to drive it there against Egger, losing control of the ball. The scramble is on. Now we got a jump ball called over there. Clemens is tied up in the play by Clemmy of Morningside. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos have maintained control. Here comes Carson Bloom back into the ball game. Here comes Connor Musel back in. Delquan will come to the bench. Rich Williams will come to the bench as well for Hastings head coach Bill Gavers. 13:45 to play in the ballgame. 55-49. Hastings leading by six. Damian Austin, jump pass out to Hansen. Open for three. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Colbush for Morningside. Colbush gets it into the hands now of Tegmeyer down the near sideline. Takes it to the baseline. Stops there. Puts up a five-footer and scores. Ryan Tegmeyer scores. He's now got 6 points in the ballgame. 55-51. Back at the other end. Hansen's driving layup. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Egger. Morningside runs over Damian Austin just as he brings it over to the 10-second line. Austin takes a major hit, and a charging violation is called there on Egger. So a little soccer player who's seeing his first playing time of the season after coming off of the soccer team. Well, he probably wouldn't hit like that all fall long. Takes a major hit. Draws the charging foul here on that Egger. And Hastings will get it on the turnover. Morningside has now turned the ball over a total of 12 times here in the ball game. Hastings now has 16 turnovers officially. Here's a Connor Musel with the ball. The Ferguson, top of the key. Ferguson takes it down low to Carson Bloom. His shot is up there and in. Carson Bloom, he's not a big guy, but I'll tell you what, he works well within just a couple of feet of the basket. Carson Bloom now with 4 field goals, and he's got 10 points in the ball game, 57-51. There's a Morningside attacking back the other way. A shot is up there and in, and he's fouled into play. Getting the field goal is Colbush. And he is fouled into play by Carson Bloom. That's going to be the third foul on Carson. And now Jared Kolbusch will go to the free throw line. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Kolbusch missed on a free throw attempt earlier today, so he's got 2 points in the ball game. Jared Kolbusch trying to make this a three-point play. His shot is up there, and the shot is good. So a big three-point play there by Jared Kolbusch for Morningside. A 6'5" senior out of Lincoln, Nebraska. That's a 57-54 ball game now. Hastings still leading by three. Ferguson works the ball inside to Musial. His shot is up there in. Connor Musial with a spinning move in the lane. He scores. Connor now with 7 points in the ball game for Hastings, and it's 59-54. Morningside's got the ball. Here's Egger with the ball. Dribble penetration, throws it down in the corner. Kolbusch gets it under control. Now to Clemmy. Brings it out here in the 3 point territory. Now behind the screen, that's a Tegmeyer with the ball. He throws up a 12-footer. It's up there, no good. Another two to the whistle. And a foul is going to be called here on Musial of Hastings. Connor Musial picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his third. Going to the free throw line now for Morningside is going to be Ryan Tegmeyer. He's got 3 field goals and 6 points so far in the ball game. The product out of BDS, hometown Davenport, Nebraska. Tegmeyer, a 82% foul shooter in the season, and he misses this one. Tegmeyer will have one more. Morningside from the free throw line today now. 5 out of 13. Next shot is up there. It's going to be around the rim and down, so Tegmeyer hits one. And now we got a timeout, Morningside. Mustangs want to call a timeout with 12 minutes and 17 seconds to play. Here in the ball game, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 59, Morningside 55.
If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, Newview Real Estate is the perfect solution. Listen to one of their satisfied customers.
We just purchased our new home from Newview Real Estate in Hastings, and I am so glad that we did. Ann, Dana, and Connie were amazing to work with, and I would recommend these ladies to anyone looking to buy or sell a home. They are reliable and professional and are just wonderful to work with.
Hi, this is Ann Halbert with Newview Real Estate in Hastings. If we can be of any service to you two, please give us a call at 462-9111. We're located at 1239 North Burlington, and we look forward to meeting you soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Nebraska has picked up a win over Washington in the NCAA Volleyball Regionals. Huskers will move on to the Final Four next week in Omaha. So the Huskers win in 4 sets over Washington today. They'll advance to the Final Four next week at the Century Link Center in Omaha. So Huskers picking up a big win. Place will be rocking next week in Omaha, I guarantee you. 59-55 here. Hastings has got a 4-point lead over Morningside in the men's contest. Morningside won the matchup of the top 5 rated teams earlier today as Morningside beat Hastings in the women's contest by the score of 71-70. Here's Damian Austin with the ball for Hastings. Now to Carson Bloom right at the free throw line. Gives it up to Connor Musial. Musial backs up out here in 3-point territory. Runs the offense. Comes over here to Austin. Damian Austin now to Jake Hansen. Out here to Damian, top of the key. Looking to penetrate. 7 seconds. Carson lets it fly from three and scores. Carson Bloom from the top of the key scores. He's got 13 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 7-point lead. 62-55. Hastings with the advantage. Here is a Wyatt bounce. Dribble penetration. Tries to dump it away, and it's off of the fingertips of Matthew Clemmy out of bounds. Turnover on Morningside here in the ball game. That's going to be their 13th of the ball game. Hastings with a 7-point lead now with 11 minutes and 36 seconds to play here in this one. Rockets trying to get back on the winning track here after suffering a couple of losses to Dort and Doan here during the past week. Here's a Ferguson with the ball. Ferguson comes over here to Carson Bloom, spins in the lane, takes it down the paint. His shot is up there, and it rolls off of the front iron, no good. And the rebound comes down to Clemmy for the Morningside Mustangs. Over on the far sideline, on Tegmeyer. He hustles into the forecourt against Damian Austin. Tegmeyer with the ball as he waits, and now he drives it against Austin. He drives it to the goal. His shot is up there, no good. We got a foul call here. I think Musial slid over there to help out on Damian Austin and picks up the personal foul. Nope, they're going to say Austin. Austin picks up the foul. That's going to be his first, team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So going to the free throw line now is going to be Tegmeyer for Morningside. And his shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Here comes Austin out of the ball game now for Hastings. That's going to be David Plain checking back in there. 62-56. Hastings led at halftime by a score of 45-38. Next shot is up there by Tegmeyer. It's going to be up there and in. Blake Van Ginkle coming into the ball game now for Hastings, for Morningside. Going out will be Wyatt Mounts. Here comes Esteban Lopez in there now for Hastings. Jake Hansen will come to the bench. 62-57 is the score. Hastings with a five-point lead. Here comes Carson Bloom. Right-handed dribble about waist high as he brings it into the offensive zone for Hastings. Goes over to David Plain. Down to Ferguson, top of the key. Drives it over to the elbow right side. Down to David Plain. Back outside, top of the key. Connor Musel works it down the left side of the lane. Throws up a shot off the window. No good. Rebound Ferguson. A shot no good. We got a foul called. Ferguson got the offensive board. Went back up. And he was hacked in the arm there by a Matthew Clemmy. That's going to be his second personal foul. And it's going to be Ferguson going to the free throw line now for Hastings. Kendall Ferguson, he's got 12 points in the ballgame. He's 1 out of 3 from the free throw line today. Kendall Ferguson toes the mark. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. So another good ball game here for Kendall Ferguson. Again, 15 points and 11 rebounds last week in the ball game against Dort. He's got 13 points here today. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So Ferguson, who's averaging 11.2 points per ball game, had a solid couple of ball games now for Hastings College. 64-57 is the score. Hastings with a seven-point lead. There's Ryan Tegmeyer with the ball. Tegmeyer comes out to Babiola, who's back into the ball game. Bayou Babiola out to a Van Ginkle. Comes over here in the left wing to Egger. His shot for three is going to be up there no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Told you in the pregame show about Morningside throwing up threes. They've thrown up 17 of them here today. They are just 5 out of 17 from three-point range. That's 29.4%, so an off-shooting day here for Morningside. Here's a David Plain with the ball. Right side of the floor, dribbles to the goal again. His shot is up there. It's no good. Lopez grabs the rebound, shoots and scores. Esteban Lopez grabbing the offensive board there, and he scores. Hastings doing a great job on the boards here this afternoon. Out rebounding Morningside 35-23 right now. Probably the difference in the ball game. Here's Babiola driving the ball to the basket, and he scores. Bayou Babiola scoring there. He's got 12 points in the ball game for Morningside. Mustangs not going away here. 66-59 is the score. Under 10 minutes to play now in the basketball game from Lynn Farrell Arena. Here's Esteban Lopez out to David Plain out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Carson Bloom. Spins at a free throw line. Dumps it down low. Lopez, his pass to the corner is going to be deflected out of bounds. Trying to set up Ferguson down here in the corner. And the ball was swatted out of bounds. Here comes Bryce Cook into the ball game now for Morningside, and Billy wants to call a timeout. Timeout here at Hastings with a minute and actually 9 minutes and 19 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 66, Morningside 59.
Hi, this is Captain Dale Brandenburg from your local Hastings Salvation Army. We have teamed up with several locations this year to provide an angel tree. Please stop by one of our locations, including KHAS Radio, and pick up a tag from the angel tree and provide a gift for a child in need this holiday season. We thank you for your gifts.
1230 KHAS.
Concordia's got the lead over Mount Marty, 90-75. They are in the second half of play in Seward. 66-59 is the score here. Hastings College leading by 7 points. Here's Carson Bloom to the rack. Reverse layup, good. Carson Bloom scores. Circles around and gets the reverse layup. He's got 15 points in the ball game now. 68-59. Hastings leading by 9. Broncos still under man-to-man defense. Ryan Tegmeyer has got the ball around his screen from Babiola. Moves it to the top of the key on the dribble. Now gives the ball away to Bayou. Inside, they get it to a Bryce Cook. Back out to Tegmeyer for three. Shot is off of the mark. No good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Lopez of Hastings. Lopez to the near sideline out of Ferguson to Plain. Ferguson is shot no good. Ball tapped around and comes to the near sideline. It goes out of bounds. Morningside ball. So Hastings had the transition back the other way, but they couldn't finish. 8 minutes and 39 seconds to play now. Hastings is out on top of Morningside by a score of 68-59. Broncos needing a win here to keep pace in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Dropping their last two. Here's Egger with the ball out of the free throw line. The Tegmeyer is shot no good. He's having an awful day today. That ball is going to be out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. Brian Tegmeyer is only 3 out of 9 shooting the ball today from the field, and he's 0 out of 2 on three-pointers. Ryan Tegmeyer, one of their leading scorers in the year so far, has got 9 points in the ball game. He averages 13. 68 to 59 is the score. Hastings with a lead. Broncos have the ball. Ferguson has got it. Free throw line extended left side. Gets it to Lopez from 17. Yes. Esteban Lopez. He scores away from the basket. That's his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. Hastings out on top again by 11. 70 to 59. Morningside is not able to really mount a rally here in the second half to get this thing down into the lower single digits. Here's a Van Ginkle down to the baseline. It's to be blocked down by Lopez. And Esteban grabs the ball for Hastings. Gets it in the hands now of Carson Bloom. Broncos have an 11-point lead with 7:40 to play. Here's David Plain just across the 10-second line down to a Jake Hansen who's back into the ball game. To David Plain, now to Carson Bloom. Bloom dribbles once, sends it over to Plain, open for three, takes the shot and misses. No good. Down for the rebound. Lopez has it. Dishes off to Ferguson and a shot good. Ferguson scores on the assist from the big guy, Esteban Lopez. And Hastings has opened up a 72-59 lead now over Morningside. And the Mustangs come back and the ball swatted out of the hands of Cook. Morningside made one run. They got it within 4 points at 59-55 with about 12:17 to play. But Hastings has responded nicely here. Morningside has scored only 4 points since. The Broncos have outscored them 13-4. Bryce Cook to the free throw line. Cook so far today, he's got 6 points in the ball game, 3 field goals. 0 out of 3 from the free throw line for Bryce Cook. As he will toe the mark here, he's a 55% foul shooter in the season. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Lopez. So he misses the front end of the 1-1. He sings on the wall. Delquan Thomas, the Carson Bloom, now to David Plain. The Delquan, top of the key, jump pass here. He gets to Lopez, now to David Plain, to Jake Hansen, to Bloom. Left side of Delquan, now to Esteban. Out here at the top of the key, Bloom throws up a 3. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to a Blake Van Ginkle. Hastings moving the ball there well against the defense of Morningside, but they couldn't finish. Van Ginkle drives it. He loses control of the ball. Scramble is on. It's picked up by Lopez. Lopez goes in, and the slam for Esteban Lopez. You knew that baby was coming. Esteban Lopez, the big old boy there at 6'9", gets away. Nobody in front of him, and Esteban Lopez goes in and jams her home. That's a 74-59 ball game. Hastings taking control of the ball game, and now Morningside loses the ball out of bounds again. And now Jimmy Sykes wants to call a timeout. The Broncos leading by 15. We've had a timeout, 6 minutes and 17 seconds to play in the ball game. It's now Hastings 74, Morningside 59.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Coming up, Nebraska women's basketball on 1230 KHAS. The Huskers playing in California against the Bears. It'll begin at 6:45 tonight for the pregame show, 7 o'clock for the tip-off. Nebraska at California. The Nebraska volleyball team winning over Washington in 4 sets in the volleyball regional finals today. So the Huskers will play in the Final Four next week in the Century Link Center in Omaha. Place will be rocking next weekend as the Huskers are playing in the Final Four. The Nebraska men's basketball team, they will play host to Rhode Island tomorrow at Pinnacle Bank Arena. That ball game gets underway at 1. We'll have coverage on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5, beginning with a pregame show at 12 o'clock noon tomorrow. 74-59, Hastings has opened up a 15-point lead. The Broncos on a 15-4 run here during the past 6 minutes or so. Broncos have the ball again. Delquan Thomas now to Lopez. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Got a foul call on the rebound. They go on Hastings. So a foul call on the Broncos here. The Gomer will make the call. It's going to go on Thomas. That's going to be his third. So three fouls on Thomas. Team foul number 9 on Hastings here in the second half. Lopez comes out. Here comes Bloom back out. Thomas. We got to Damian Austin coming back into the ball game, and also Connor Musel. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be no good by a Cole Bush. Morningside not shooting the free throws very well here today. Hastings with the ball back the other way, back in their offensive zone. They've got the lead by 15. They lob it inside to Callahan. His pass out on top is going to get away, but Thomas picks it up. Then he falls down. It is picked up here by Van Ginkle. He drives it. His shot is up there. No good. And the rebound is loose and is picked up by Hastings. Broncos have the ball back the other way. Jake Hansen, his passing will be kicked there by Morningside, and the Broncos will play things in. At times, this game has not been very pretty today. Hastings is hanging on to a 15-point lead, 74-59 over Morningside. They get things in to Drew Callahan, out here to Damian Austin. Austin sends it inside to Connor Musel. There's a pass to Callahan. His shot is up there and in. Callahan sliding from the right corner and scoring. And the Broncos now have a 76-59 lead as they keep the little scoring spurt underway here. 17-4 run here for the Broncos in the second half. In the last 6 minutes, there's a shot put up by Van Ginkle. Good. Brody Van Ginkle throwing up a three from a different area code on the far sideline. So it's now a 76-62 ball game. Here's Jake Hansen. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Morningside, running down the right sideline. Van Ginkle, out of Blake Van Ginkle. Blake dribbles once, comes into the free throw circle, launches it out here to Cole Bush. His shot for three is no good. Austin with a rebound for Hastings, winds his way up the floor. His pass could be intercepted. Intercepted there by Bryce Cook. Up Morningside, a turnover on Hastings. Bryce Cook now to Egger to Van Ginkle for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short, no good. It's going to be out of bounds on the far sideline, so a long rebound goes out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in, and now Billy wants to call a timeout. Timeout Hastings with 4 minutes and 25 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Morningside 62. Actually, Hastings leading in the ball game. It's the Broncos 76 and Morningside 62.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Think Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
1230 KHAS.
They have 3 minutes to play in the second quarter. High school basketball tonight. Hastings High leading Columbus by a score of 26-17. And the Hastings High girls picking up a win in the opener tonight. Up at the Tiger Gym, they beat Columbus by a score of 40-33. Men's college basketball, 2:24 remaining in the ballgame. Dort is leading Doan in Crete by a score of 72-69. Bloomington beat the Tri-City Storm in hockey action this afternoon over at the Viero Event Center. The score was 2-1 in favor of Bloomington. Northwestern, they lost in men's college basketball to Buena Vista today. Red Raiders falling to Buena Vista by a score of 95-80. So some scores starting to come in here on the busy Saturday afternoon. Hastings has got a 76-62 lead over Morningside. They dropped all three games of the Red Raiders a season ago. They've got the lead here. Here's Musel losing control of the ball and is taken down here by Egger. So a turnover on Hastings. Egger has got the ball now for Morningside. Gives it away to Brody Van Ginkle. Goes on a high post as they get it to a Tegmeyer. Tegmeyer circles around, flips it to the far sideline to Egger. Launches up a range three-pointer. It's put up there and in. So a three-pointer thrown up there, and that pulls a Morningside within, 12 points again. It is 76-64. With 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play. David Plain has got the ball for Hastings. Down to Jake Hansen. Carson Bloom, right wing, moves it down in the corner. David Plain with the ball, dribbles once. Back out to Connor. Fakes, dribbles the ball into the paint, and a foul is going to be called. Foul here we go on Blake Van Ginkle from Morningside. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 8 on the Mustangs here in the second half of play. Right after the ball game, we'll have our players in the game and our coaches post-game show before we get out of here. Make way for the Huskers tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Connor Musel to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the iron. It is no good. And the rebound comes down here to Van Ginkle for Morningside. Blake Van Ginkle into the forecourt. Hesitates out, drives it down the lane. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And a foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Callahan, and he is out. Boy, Drew Callahan, he has had a rough day today. He fouls out of the ball game with 3 minutes and 19 seconds to go. He leaves with 4 points. Callahan, I bet he hasn't played more than about 6-7 minutes here in the ball game today. Been in foul trouble from almost the get-go. Picked up a couple of fouls early. And he's been a sporadic since, and he just picked up his fifth personal foul. He is gone at the 3:19 mark. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Blake Van Ginkle. He'll have one more shot here. Van Ginkle has now got 10 points in the ball game for Morningside. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. So all of a sudden, the Mustangs starting to creep back into this thing. 76-66 as Morningside has scored the last 7 points in the ball game after Hastings opened up a 76-59 lead with 5.5 minutes to go. Broncos need a basket here. David Plain has got the ball. Works against Van Ginkle. David Plain gets it in the hands of Carson Bloom. Bounce pass comes inside to Ferguson. Ferguson spins, puts it up there right-handed, and misses. No good. Rebound is loose on the baseline. It's picked up by Tegmeyer. Here comes Morningside running back the other way. Tegmeyer down to Van Ginkle. Van Ginkle penetration. Pass down on the baseline. Shot up and in. And he's fouled into play. That's Evan Altenbug, who's into the ball game now for Morningside. He scores the field goal, and he is fouled into play. So Altenberg goes to the free throw line now for Morningside to try to make this a three-point play. One out of one on the season for Evan Altenberg. It's a 76-68 ball game. The shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Hastings. So the Broncos still have a 76-68 advantage. Really needing a field goal here offensively, and Billy knows that he's going to call a timeout and try to draw something up. 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play. 2:35 to play in the ball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 76, Morningside 68.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics teams and coaches. Get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
KHAS.
Back here in the Husker Power Products broadcast booth, powered by natural gas and diesel irrigation engines from Husker Power Products of Hastings. Morningside won the women's ball game 71-70. Over Hastings in a great contest to get things started here this afternoon. Hastings College men hanging on here down the stretch. Broncos had a 45-38 lead at halftime. Built that lead to 17 points here in the second half after going on a 17-4 run over Morningside. But the Mustangs not going away. They're now within 8 points again. It's 76-68 with 2 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings will play things in the far side. Carson Bloom goes into the backcourt now to David Plain. Plain crosses the 10-second line. We'll set things up here. Plain goes to Carson Bloom, spins out here. They nearly fell down. Carson takes it down the left side of the lane, puts it up off of the glass and scores. Carson Bloom, a big bucket there for Hastings. He's got 17 in the ball game, 76-68. Hastings with the lead. Babiola down the right side of the lane. He puts it up there. Shot no good. Rebound Ferguson. Ferguson down to David Plain. And David Plain will bring things up for Hastings. Throws over here to the near side to Carson Bloom. Back to David Plain. 2 minutes to play here in the ball game. 78-68. Hastings leading by 10. David Plain with the ball now to Ferguson. About 35 feet away from the basket. Moves it down to Musel on the baseline. Drives it to the goal and scores. Connor Musel now has got 9 points in the ball game for Hastings College. And the Broncos have hit 80. Broncos with a 12-point lead. It's 80-68. Now Babiola is going to be fouled into play here by Ferguson. Kendall Ferguson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be two fouls now on Kendall Ferguson. Going to the free throw line will be Bayou Babiola. He's got 12 points in the ball game. 67% foul shooter on the season. He's 2 out of 2 so far today. Babiola looks up there, and a Chicago native throws it, and it's going to be off of the left side. No good. He'll get one more. He's a transfer kid from a AIB College of Business team that comes from Des Moines. He transferred during the offseason to Morningside. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Babiola, so he gets 1 out of 2. Now Jimmy Sykes wants to call a timeout for Morningside. Minute and 42 seconds to play in the contest. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 80, Morningside 69.
You might be a big city mayor, an astronaut, a professional athlete, a retired national championship coach, a member of Congress, the president of a major university, an Olympic champion. If you are, you might be a Hastings College alumnus. Former Broncos populate some of the highest positions in the most prestigious areas of endeavor. We're asking you to stay in touch. Support Hastings College. Log on to hastings.edu and click on the Alumni Friends and Giving link.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings playing it in. There's going to be a steal by Van Ginkle. Now to Tegmeyer. He spins, puts up a shot. Good. So Morningside got exactly what they wanted. A turnover in backcourt. They get the field goal. Now it's a three-possession ball game, and Hastings is forced to burn a timeout here. Carson Bloom is trying to inbound the ball, so Hastings turns the ball over. Morningside gets a quick field goal, so we're a long way from finishing this baby off. We've got another timeout. 1:29 to play, and the ball game is now Hastings 80, Morningside 71.
Comfort means something different to everyone, and Frigidaire offers home comfort solutions as unique as your family. You can design systems that control seasonal allergens, humidity, and other environmental factors, or get rid of hot and cold spots with independent comfort zones. Call 402-463-4853, and Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning will work with you to design the system that's perfect for your family. Experience trusted Frigidaire comfort and exceptional service from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings and Kearney. Call 402-463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings breaks the pressure. This time, Ferguson with a stuff. Carson Bloom's pass to Kendall Ferguson, and Ferguson stuffs it home after breaking the backcourt pressure there for Morningside. Ferguson now with 18 in the ball game. Babiola throws up a shot at the other end, and he is fouled at a play as it goes through the hole. Bayou Babiola scores again there for Morningside. He has got 15 points in the ball game. He is fouled at a play at the other end by Kendall Ferguson. So now the score is 82-73. It's a 9-point ball game. Still plenty of time. 1:11 left here for the Broncos and the Mustangs. A shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in. He is now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line, and all of a sudden it's a 82-74 ball game. Hastings again out on top. There's a Ferguson out of Hanson. His shot is up there and in. Hanson scoring there for Hastings. He's now got 8 points in the ball game. It's 84-74. There's a shot taken there. No good. Foul shot. No good by Egger. Battle for the rebound. Ferguson grabs the ball, and a foul is going to be called. So a foul is going to be called here on the Morningside. We're going to have some free throws coming up here. Foul is going to go on Tegmeyer. That's going to be his third foul. Mustangs now have 9 team fouls here in the second half of play. So this will be a 1-1 situation for Kendall Ferguson. 3 out of 5 so far today. Fergie's having a good ball game. 18 points in the contest here for Kendall Ferguson today. Looks up there, and his shot from the stripe is going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Morningside. Tegmeyer has got the ball for the Mustangs. Hustles into the forecourt. Left-handed dribble. Flips it here to Van Ginkle. Lets it fly for 3. Shot good. Brody Van Ginkle lets it fly from 3-point territory. Bam! Right down through the hole. We've got a timeout called again with 41.9 seconds to play. It's now Hastings 84 and Morningside 77.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has again been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. We know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
We are very proud of the 5-star designation and will work hard to maintain this level of excellence. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Mustangs not going away here. 84-77 is the score. Hastings now hitting 48% from the field. They are 32 out of 66 today. Morningside hitting 46.8%. They're 39 out of 62. Hastings on three-pointers are hitting 44%. They're 8 out of 18. Morningside just 7 out of 23 from beyond the arc today for 30%. Rebounds right now. Hastings crushing Morningside 47 to 29. Probably the story of the ball game. There's a Carson Bloom playing it in. Jake Hansen on a breakaway. Jake Hansen drives, shoots, and scores. Bloom played it in. Jake Hansen on a breakaway. They got him the ball, and he scores easily. There's a Babiola throwing up a shot from three. No good. Rebound Ferguson. 86 to 77 is the score. Here's Hansen again, driving back the other way all alone. His shot good. So two breakaway layups there for Jake Hansen. He's now got 12 points in the ball game. And just like that, Hastings back out to an 11-point lead. Van Ginkle for three, shot no good. Rebound comes down to Ferguson of Hastings. Ferguson dribbling with the ball now with 10 seconds. Now to Carson Bloom. Carson Bloom to Jake Hansen. And the Broncos are going to win the ball game here today as they are going to knock off the Morningside Mustangs. Final score of 88 to 77. So Hastings breaks their two-game losing streak. Broncos will improve to 7 wins and 4 losses on the season. Now 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings will play at Mount Marty next Saturday. Morningside, they lose their fourth game in a row. The Mustangs are now 4-8 on the season. They're now 2-4 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Then the Broncos had a 45-38 halftime lead. They go on to win this baby today by 11 points over Morningside. The final score, 88-77. Back with the final numbers after this.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service. From seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Pro Team Design.
What's so grand about the Grand Italian Buffet at your Hastings Valentino's? Start with your favorite pizza pies, salads with all the fixings, pastas from spaghetti to lasagna, and sauces to make the variations practically endless. The breadsticks and Valentino's desserts, and now roasted chicken too. It's the Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet at your Hastings Valentino's. Open weekdays 11 till 2 and from 5 till 8:30. Open till 9 Fridays and open all day on weekends with a Sunday brunch from 10 till 2. What are you waiting for?
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
So back here at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College breaking their two-game losing streak tonight as they beat Morningside by a score of 88-77. Broncos had a 45-38 lead at halftime. Hastings then using a 17-4 run in the second half of play to get down to a 17-point lead at 76-59, but Morningside kept chipping away. Had the ball game down to, 8 points a couple of times? 82-74 the last time. They cut the lead down to 7 points at 84-77. But the Broncos hitting some shots here at the end. Jake Hansen getting a couple of breakaway layups there for Hastings. And they go on to beat Morningside today by a score of 88-77. Get to the final scoring numbers in the ball game here. Carson Bloom, Kendall Ferguson, big ball games today for Hastings. Ferguson was 17. Carson Bloom also was 17 points for Hastings College. 12 points for Jake Hansen. So a good ball game for Jake. Three guys in double figures. Connor Musel ends up with 9 points today for Hastings. David Plain had 7. Delquan Thomas had 5. Rich Williams had 3. Drew Callahan, 4 points. He fouled out with 3:19 to play. Zach Clemens, he had 4. And Esteban Lopez, he had 6 points in the ball game today. Morningside, they got 16 points from Bayou Babiola. 16 points, including 11 in the second half. Brody Van Ginkle had 11. Ryan Tegmeyer ends up with 11 points. Blake Van Ginkle had 11. The other scorers for the Stangs, Brody Egger had 8. Jake Nannon had 3. Wyatt Mounts had 3 points. Bryce Cook held to just 6 today. He was one of their leading scorers, averaging 14. Evan Altenberg, he had 2 points. And Matthew Clemmy had 4 points for Morningside. So Hastings picks up the win here today over Morningside, the final score of 88-77. Stick around. We got the players of the game coming up next in the coaches' postgame show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
This game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletes. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS.
5 Points Bank is strongly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way's annual campaign. Also, we make meaningful contributions to numerous community, educational, and civic organizations in our quest to make the quality of life in our area as strong as possible.
Giving back. It's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. 5 Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed. The better bank.
This is the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long in the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
The Hastings College women drop one in the opener today. The Hastings College men winning in the nightcap. This is the Player of the Game on 1230 KHIS. And in the women's ball game, Hastings dropping a 71-70 decision to Morningside. The Broncos getting 16 points apiece from Holly Hild and Tika Thompson. 11 points for Rachel Jolden today. And the Broncos' one-point loss. For the Hastings College men, they get 17 points today from Carson Bloom, 17 from Kendall Ferguson, 12 points for Jake Hansen in their win over the Morningside Mustangs, 88-77. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Hastings Tribune photographers take hundreds of photos when covering a game, but only a few get published in the newspaper. To see all of the other photos that they take, go to hastingstribune.com. You will see some you like. To see those that run daily in the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 to start a subscription to the newspaper or order it online at hastingstribune.com. When it comes to local sports, we've got it covered.
Our players of the game today for Hastings College, Holly Hild for the Hastings College women. She hits a 6 out of 9 from the field today, including 4 out of 5 on three-pointers. She scores the 16 points in the ball game today with 1 assist. Plays 27 minutes and 45 seconds. Hastings dropping one to Morningside by a score of 71-70 in the opener. For the Hastings College men, Kendall Ferguson. How's this for a stat line? 7 out of 11 from the field today for Ferguson. 1 out of 2 on three-pointers, 3 out of 6 from the free-throw line. This guy pulls down 21 rebounds in the ball game today, 6 offensively, 15 on defense. So he scores 18 points and grabs 21 rebounds, had 3 assists, 4 block shots, and 2 steals. Other than that, Kendall Ferguson didn't do anything today. Hastings are winning over Morningside today by a score of 88-77. Kendall Ferguson and Holly Hild are players of the game today for Hastings College. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. To subscribe, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
Hi, this is Captain Dale Brandenburg from your local Hastings Salvation Army. We have teamed up with several locations this year to provide an angel tree. Please stop by one of our locations, including KHAS Radio, and pick up a tag from the angel tree and provide a gift for a child in need this holiday season. We thank you for your gifts.
Our post-game coverage continues with the Coach's Post-Game Show. Now it's back to the court with the voice of the Broncos, Mike Will.
Right back here at Lynn Farrell Arena, Hastings College wins it here today, 88-77 over Morningside, as Hastings assistant coach Chip Baugh is going to join us in the post-game show. And coach, congratulations on the win. You guys persevered throughout the day today and got the victory here.
We did. I thought the kids played really well. And I'm really impressed with your player of the game pick in Kendall Ferguson.
It was a no-brainer.
Holy cow. That is tremendous. I got to, first of all, say, you know, a tip of a hat to Gina Johansson, John Perrone, and the women, and just what they're doing right now. Just the way they've been playing and to make a nice rally today is tremendous. But I think the star of the day is you for picking Kendall Ferguson as our
that was a no-brainer. Talk about that. You don't see that very often. 18 points, 21 rebounds. He was a horse out there today.
He was tremendous. He played really well in all facets, like you said. I mean, scored it down low, banged a couple threes. I mean, what an outstanding rebound in the last 15 seconds of the ball game. Great chase right there after having 20. His 21st one might have been his best rebound of the day. So he's been playing really well. Real proud of what this kid has done over the past 3 years of basketball and all those things. And we're getting a lot of effort out of a lot of guys. We played 11 guys today. I thought, again, these kids do a good job of putting their ego in their pocket. And it's a team game. And it's a big win for us at home. You know, puts us in position to go to Mount Marty next weekend. And if we can get a win to try to be 4-2 in the conference, it's a tough conference and a lot of parity in it right now.
You guys out-rebound Morningside 49-29 today, including, 15-5 on the offensive glass. That was probably the story of the ballgame right there.
It probably was. And you know, you create second shots, and I know Coach has talked to you a little bit as we went into things. A couple of things, we thought we had to shore up some things defensively, and I thought some of the things we did really well and a few of the things we still got to go back and work on. And another thing was chasing offensive rebounds. We felt we needed to, you know, create a few second opportunities. You know, we went up to Dort. And Dort does a fabulous job of doing that, creates second opportunities and beats you by three. And so to see us do that from the offensive glass today is tremendous tribute to what the kids have been working on.
Like you said, you focused all week long on defense. You hold a very good Morningside team to just 77 points today.
Yeah, very good defense, we thought. I mean, just did a nice job of containing them. I thought in the first half we did let it get a little penetration, get to the rim a little bit. But, boy, the second half I really thought we shut them down. I mean, a good number of their points really came late, banging a few threes and a little bit of run.
Really had a run there in the second half of play. I think a 17-4 run to kind of open things up. But Morningside, give credit to them. They didn't roll over, and it made things kind of interesting down the stretch there.
Morningside's never going to roll over and die. You know that. They're too well coached. Jimmy Sykes does a great job, and all their kids play well. But, it was. I mean, we thought we had delivered a little knockout punch, and to their credit, they came rallying back. But we've done a nice job of having spurts. You know, basketball's kind of – games are sometimes won in that fashion. And so our run that we had in the second half was very good. It was with, a handful of subs in the game. We got a good late run out of Esteban Lopez late. You know, Carson Bloom did some nice things late. And like I said, it's just an all-around team effort. These kids are working hard. And, right now you got to keep it up, and you got to flow into Christmas and take a handful of days off and then fire right back and get the second half of the season rolling.
One of the guys I want to talk about is Carson Bloom. The guy, he's not very big, but I'll tell you what, he don't care who's around him. He can go among a tall timber and he can get a shot if he needed down there.
He does. He does a really – he's one of those guys that can stretch and bang threes, and I think he did that today. But he's also a guy that does, like you said, he's got no fear in the paint, does a great job of kind of body control and getting shots up. And so he's a heck of a player. He's a great leader for us. As well, a lot of guys. We got a handful of leaders in Josh Eaves and Kiss that don't Derek Kissinger that don't play a whole lot. And those guys, I tell you what, they're great practice players, ready to step up anytime. So this has been good. We got some real good senior leadership rolling, and it's a good group to work with.
Now you had all week long. You had the finals this week to get ready for this ball game with Morningside. Now you do it again, and next week you have the entire week off to get ready for Mount Marty. So it probably comes at a good time. You guys can assure some things up on defense.
Yeah, I think so. It's going to give us a chance to work on some of the things we haven't worked on. I think even just like you said, getting through finals and now maybe even allowing the kids to have a little more free time to rest their bodies up. You know, we've been battling a few injuries and some nicks, nothing of major injury sores, but that'll help us. And then, being able to take about 4 days off after Mount Marty to get the second half of the season. Hopefully we get, completely healed up. But, we got to grab our lunch pail and go to work on the things that we still got to you know, got to get better at. It's a process of trying to do it from, you know, October all the way to March.
And long season, isn't it?
Long season.
All right, we'll see you next Saturday.
Thanks.
Yep, Chip Bond, the assistant coach for Billy Gavers on the bench for Hastings College as the Broncos win it here tonight over Morningside by the score of 88-77. The other men's scores are now in. Midland today upsets number 9-ranked Dakota Wesleyan by the score of 80-67. It was Dort winning in Crete today over Doan. The Tigers are tough there in Crete. It was Dort 80 and Doan 76. Northwestern loses today to Buena Vista by a score of 95-80. Mount Marty loses today at Concordia by a score of 94-79. Getting the women's scores earlier today, it was Hastings losing to Morningside 71-70. Briarcliff knocks off Nebraska Wesleyan 80-57. Dakota Wesleyan winners over Midland 78-72. Doan beat Dort today 72-69. Elsewhere in women's play, Northwestern beat the College of St. Mary's 81-69, and it was Mount Marty losing to Concordia by the score of 77-59. So the next Bronco broadcast will be next Saturday in Yankton against the Lancers of Mount Marty, 2 and 4 o'clock for the game times next week on the air with a pregame show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Got some more basketball coming up for you from California, as the Nebraska women's basketball team will take on the California Bears tonight on 1230 KHIS. We'll get to the pregame show at about 6:45 tonight. 7 o'clock will be the tip-off between Nebraska and California. That'll wrap things up here from the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. From my producer and engineer, Bailey Crow, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show. Catch the excitement of Hastings College basketball home and away all season long on your Hastings link to Bronco Sports, 1230 KHAS. Hastings College basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio Sports.